It's Friday, September 23rd, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: worrying labor and interest rates to come in the market, and another use case for crypto. This is the Business of Tech. After back-to-back quarters of GDP contracting, estimates so far point to an economy that's growing again, but slowly. Quoting Axios, the latest reading of the Atlanta Fed's GDP Now forecasting model shows the economy expanding moderately in the current quarter. That estimate can swing wildly as data evolves. Last week, it dropped to an annualized 0.5% from 1.3%. That's due in part to a soft reading of the retail sales control group that feeds into GDP calculations. Other economists trimmed expectations for growth. Bank of America, for instance, nudged its Q3 GDP tracker down by 0.3 percentage points to 0.8%. So combine that with the Fed's move to increase interest rates again this week, and they released new forecasts that show the central bank envisions higher unemployment and yet higher rates in the coming months in its campaign to bring down inflation. Further quoting Axios, the signal of more rate increases ahead, paired with pessimistic projections for the labor market, is a clear signal of the Fed's commitment to putting a lid on soaring prices, even if the broader economy takes a hit as a result. In new forecasts, the median Fed official envisioned the unemployment rate rising to 4.4% late next year and staying there through 2024. A projected increase that Powell characterized as relatively modest by historical standards. They previously envisioned the jobless rate peaking at 3.9%. Why do we care? Two reasons. First, we care about the labor market, considering how hard it is to find tech employees. I'm not sure unemployment here will help. We'll watch for analysis there. That said, it's customers too who are going to be impacted. Second, if the cost of money goes up, anything around financing could be impacted. It's budget time, so customers may be thinking a lot about spending for 2023. The cost of money will not be as low as it's been. And that's why we care. Crypto is continuing to seep into content here. Today, another use case. Nova Labs and T-Mobile have partnered to launch Helium Mobile, a 5G wireless smartphone service. It will use Helium's decentralized crypto-powered 5G network, as well as T-Mobile's network, and switch between the two as needed. Quoting Decrypt, by combining networks and switching between the two as needed, Nova Labs says the service will offer two significant economic differentiators from traditional services. Plans will start at just $5 per month, and users can also optionally earn crypto tokens rewards for sharing data. Now, why do we care? Here's another crypto use case, allowing individual users to sell service to others. You can earn money for sharing service. This version of Helium's network is a new one, and their previous services were focused on IoT devices. Did you know all the ways you can get this podcast? Besides this audio feed, you can subscribe to the Daily Digest and get copies of all of our story notes every single day in your inbox. Or every Monday, the weekly newsletter, a new original piece looking at the trends in the market. Sign up at businessof.tech/subscribe today. Thanks for listening. Today is Education Technology Day, so a shout out to all of you focused on the education space. Part two of my interview with Marcus Olson will be on the feed tomorrow, and I'll be back again on Monday. Have a great weekend. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.